How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole, presented by Golf Talk Live. I am Alan DePue, your co-host. I am joined by Andrew DePue.
How's it going?
Tremendous, thank you. And I would normally say Christian Nazamis, but he, as well as Tony Leodora, they're both on assignment. So we have standing in my friend, you've heard him here on the show before, from Boston, Boston Bob, Bob Baldessari of Reimagine Golf. Bob, how are you, my friend?
Could not be better. Wicked excited. And I know with my audio, I'm going to, you won't see my face as much. That you will like that.
Wicked awesome. It might be the most proper introduction to a Boston guy I've ever heard of, other than parking your car on the Harvard Yard. That might be right up there with it. So, Bob, it is fantastic to have you. We greatly appreciate you stopping by and dealing with us for a little while, at least.
I'm excited, wicked excited to see you, Andrew. Your dad, you know, we go way back, so I see him too often.
I mean, most of the time when he brings his friends by, I finally have an ally in the trenches here on the 19th hole, so I appreciate you stopping by. My putting stroke is usually up for getting diced up and just made fun of, so at least I have someone that's an ally tonight.
I was gonna say usually, because I made it a New Year's resolution. Anybody that listens to the show knows my New Year's resolution is not to cause permanent psychological damage to Andrew in picking on his putting stroke.
That's already been done, but we won't
probably already been done. But Christian Nazamis, he usually takes great pride in picking on Andrew's putting stroke. And Bob, feel free if you would like to, because that's really the only rules here on the 19th hole is A, pour yourself a beverage, and two, pick on Andrew's putting stroke if you so choose.
No, we're good with that.
I can play that game.
Well, I have my beverage sitting right beside me. Andrew, your choice this week, what do you got?
I am in the wedding cutting mode for everything, so I have no alcohol from now until hopefully wedding time, so I'm going with just a nice little Arnold Palmer. One week behind, I know, but we just went to the grocery store, so I finally have it back in the house.
Understand. Bob, you got anything sitting over there beside you?
No, but I can be back in a minute if you want.
Not necessary, but I'll toast you with my Jameson.
Oh, so, you devil,
so
you.
Andrew.
Yes.
Other than the fact that the big news that Bob joined us this week, we have some other tremendous news.
I am super excited about this.
I am extremely excited about this one. And ironically, you're going to see the tie-in here.
I know where you're going with this already.
The name of the company. We are proud to announce our latest sponsor. And folks, they're making noise. This is an industry that's really getting a lot of attention right now. This is a game changer, though. The world's first total spectrum CBD. And their name, Bob, you're going to love this, Yips. How appropriate that Yips decided to join and partner with us. And we are extremely excited to partner with them.
As
they
the
are
official.
Powered. What's that?
As the official, you're missing a key part.
I
just beat you to it.
You beat me to it. Okay. They are the official CBD of Golf Talk Live and the 19th hole. They are powered by Lacey. It's a patented state-of-the-art technology that activates and extracts, basically gives you a higher quality CBD breakthrough. And it's total spectrum, as I mentioned. Andrew, like I said, I'm excited to have them on board.
Well, Mark, go ahead, Bob. We'll let you get in.
Andrew, I think your putting just got dramatically better.
I was going to say the yips might actually be the cure to my putting stroke. I've never thought in a world of golf that someone can say yips was the answer to someone's issues on the golf course. When normally it's the opposite way, but no, it's super cool. I'm definitely super excited that we were able to get the deal done with them. We always talk about our great sponsors and ladies and gentlemen, I've been hinting at stuff like this for weeks on end, it seems like, and we finally got the official word that everything is all signed, sealed, and delivered. So as we always tell you guys, there is a lot of things coming here in 2021 for Golf Talk Live, as well as the 19th hole, our podcast. And this is just one of them. We got some other ones coming up here later this spring that we're super excited about as well. But I mean, this can't be perfect timing. I mean, it's 60 degrees in Western New York, which is, you know, I don't even know the last time that happened in March. So I was already thinking about getting on the golf course. Now I have a way to cure, hopefully, my putting stroke. It is the best of both worlds.
All organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, good in, good out. Yips, our official CBD partner, Golf Talk Live, and the 19th hole. Welcome aboard. Folks, hop over to our social media. We're going to have a full announcement there on Facebook, Golf Talk Live, Instagram, Golf Talk _ Live, Instagram, Golf Talk Live. That's enough shameless plugs about our social media, Bob. But good stuff.
I like how you like call your role here. Yeah, this is wicked good.
Typically, he just rambles, so this is a lot better than normal. We're getting the best out of him, Bob. I think it's because you're on the show, so he knows he can't just mess around. Because I know he knows he's gonna get his chops busted. But I mean, needless to say, never did I ever think yips was gonna be the cure to my golf issues. So
well, Andrew, I sent you those long time ago photos of your dad, so you can put them up on the screen wherever you want.
Oh. Where's those? I'd miss that. We have photos. Did I miss the photos?
We don't need to go there.
That'll keep them in check.
Bob, I had Don Ray on, and Don just started secretary of the PGA, and you yourself are a PGA member. Don he crucified me.
Listen, Don, and I quote, Don, you still have the invite out for me, hopefully, for the Ryder Cup tickets. Not for me and my dad, just me. That's what you told me. I'm looking forward to it. I'm already getting the plane tickets booked. We're set. We're ready to go. I got the fiance into golf. This can't be better. We're good to go.
Yeah. Now,
I will say, we talk about a lot of different products. Obviously, though, we can't be anywhere without our great products of the month. Dad, you actually got to sit down with the people over at Kent Wool. So let's take a second. Let's head over to that interview with them. And when we come back, we will talk with Bob a little bit more about his stuff, as well as we can't talk about the week without looking at the Players' Championship. So when we come back, look forward to that.
And as many of our listeners know, we are introduced to new products all the time on Golf Talk Live. And just recently, our good friend and co-host, Tony Leodora, said, Alan, you've got to try Kent Wool Socks. They became one of our tournament sponsors for the Winter Tournament Series, and I had the opportunity to try one. And folks, I'm going to tell you, they not only may be the best golf sock I've ever worn, I may never go back to wearing any other sock ever since. And that's why I am really pleased to have the president of Kent Wool Socks, Lauren Lunekis, on the phone with me right now. Lauren, welcome to Golf Talk Live.
Thank you for having me, Alan. I'm so excited to join you.
Absolutely. And thank you again for sponsoring the Winter Tournament Series here in Philadelphia. When the cold chilled, the wool socks make sense. But I got to ask the question, because I'm sure I am, and you probably have answered this 1,000 times. Everyone thinks wool. They think scratchy. They think rough surface. That's not the case.
No, it's not. It is a common misconception, particularly in North America, in the U.S. and Canada, where we live. Wool is used all over the world year-round. It's seasonless. People often think of wool, you mentioned, as scratchy and for cold weather. It's something that'll keep you warm. but it's temperature regulating, so it's great for the winter golf season, like we talked about, but it's also wonderful for upcoming spring and summer play. And the wool we use, merino wool, is super fine. It's going to feel ultra soft and luxurious against your skin. No scratchy sweaters or misconceptions like that.
Well, I am here, as I said, as a testimonial that your product is amazing. And they hit on what I call the three F's of every type of garment: form, function, and fashionability. You hit every one of them out of the park.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment, because that's a goal for my team and I, is to hit all three of those. So form and function, that's so important to us. In fact, when our socks were created a little over 10 years ago, we spent almost 2 years in R&D as a company getting the sock to perfection, or what our ideal sock would be, particularly as golfers. So that was, of course, a huge priority and remains a key focus area for us, but also the fashion element that you mentioned. Golfers are fashionable, and golf apparel is fashionable, and we want to be sure that socks are just an extension of your wardrobe. So we are commonly looking at bigger trends in the apparel industry. We're looking at athletic wear, even trends in shoe styles and colors, to be sure that when you have Kentwool socks in your drawer, again, it's just going to be another element to your whole look when you're hitting the course, or, you know, going outside, hitting the trails, whatever it is your activity of the weekend will be. We want to be sure that you're looking great while you're feeling great.
Absolutely. And on your website at kentwool.com, you can see all the many colorful styles that you, colorful versions of the socks that you have, but you also have seven different styles. I happen to have on the ankle pair, in fact, today. But you also have the low ankle, which you like to wear. It's ideal for, let's say, the summertime when you don't want to show a sock when you're out playing golf. But you also have more traditional socks as well.
We sure do. And that's really been an evolution driven by our customers. We're so fortunate to have a great relationship with our customers. We survey our customer base a couple of times a year. Our customer service department is always interacting on the phone or by email. And we started as a company with the core athletic socks, the ankle low and crew height, mid-calf height that you mentioned, were our introductory socks. And as time went on, we heard people say, you know, I love Kentwool socks for the golf course, but I'd love to be able to wear them when I bike or to the office. And so we've expanded our line to offer a wide range of styles that accommodate all kinds of needs for many different activities, including a line of dress socks, again, to meet the need of, I want the same level of comfort, but in my, you know, with my slacks and my suit. And we've been excited to continue to expand and grow the line, and particularly because it's directly related to feedback from our customers, who we just, of course, couldn't exist without and so appreciate. So it's been a really neat evolution for our brand to go from core athletic product to a much wider range. And we are confident that there is a Kentwool sock for everyone and for every activity.
Having perused the website many times, I would echo that there is. I want to circle back, though, on a point when I said, why wool? Because there's another component of wool that is attractive to golfers. We tend to sometimes, we go out, we're playing in the summertime, we take our socks off to throw our sandals on after a round, and let's just say if it's not a wool product, there's a certain odor in the back of your car or in your trunk the next time, and that's not the case with a wool sock.
No, it's not. I am a golfer. I'm a lifelong golfer. So that really resonates with me, even back to childhood when my parents would pick me up from lessons. You know, golf shoes and golf socks went in the trunk right beside my bag, and myself and my sandals got to get into the passenger seat. So, yes, that is something I think we have all faced. Wool is, it's moisture wicking and absorbent, and it's going to help eliminate odor. So both of those things are great for golfers. I think many of us have probably had kind of the case of the prune toes, or maybe even a blister or two out on the course, particularly during summer rounds. So wool is great at wicking that moisture away. And part of that is eliminating odor, reducing bacteria that grows. And so that is, of course, one of those functional pieces of the product that we're really proud to have found a natural fiber and wool that will give us such great performance benefits. We are obviously very big fans of wool at Kent Wool. It is in our name. It is core to what we do. And so we have strong and passionate feelings about its superiority as a fiber, especially for athletic use. But if you think about it, it really is the only fiber that we wear commonly that was designed by Mother Nature to keep another sure. living creature safe and warm.
Sure.
And temperature regulated. So cotton has its benefits, but it was not designed. You know, there's no animal that wraps itself in cotton. And synthetic products, of course, they're made in a lab of petroleum or other synthetic materials not designed by Mother Nature to keep a living creature healthy and safe. So we try to harness what Mother Nature did so well and just make it a little more practical
sure.
for us and spin it into super soft materials that feel really good but still protect all of those characteristics that are inherently good about the fiber from millions of years of evolution and, like I said, perfection from Mother Nature. So what better place to start than what Mother Nature has already designed so well?
I agree. And the durability because of the wool is exceptional compared to cotton and fiber man-made products. There's something else that I really like about your company. You're made right here in America. You're a USA company. We were talking about before we came on air, right down in Greenville, South Carolina, and you've got an exceptional guarantee program.
We do. So we are so proud to manufacture in the U.S. We think we have the most talented workforce. We harness their craftsmanship to deliver the products that you've come to love and that Tony has spoken about, and I hope many of your listeners have tried as well. It's hugely important for us to continue to manufacture in the U.S. Kent Wool as a company is 178 years old, and we have always produced product in the United States. A little over 10 years ago, we began producing wool socks here and have always produced here and are committed to continuing to do that. So a huge passion of ours. There's lots of benefits to doing that. We have a very small supply chain, and we think that helps us maintain the quality that everyone has come to expect from Kent Wool and the quality that we're so proud to deliver. Oh. Part of that is the guarantee you talked about. We will guarantee that you will not get a blister wearing Kent Wool socks. And if you do, we want you to contact us because we will be happy to make that right for you. We had a gentleman this year walk 1,234 rounds of golf. His name is Barry. And Barry took almost 17 million steps in Kent Wool socks in 2020 and did not have a single blister. So that is that's pretty remarkable, and that's just how we want it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lauren, as a fellow golfer, God bless Barry, right?
Right. An average of three rounds a day.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
Wow. Lauren, I really appreciate you spending some time with us. The product, again, it's amazing. That's why we chose you to be our March product of the month. And please come back and visit us here on Golf Talk Live at any time.
We would love to do that. And wishing everybody, especially as the weather's warming up, a really successful and fun golf season.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks.
And we're back. And once again, I want to thank Lauren Lunekas of Kent Wool, the president of Kent Wool Sox. Guys, I cannot, Bob, I'll in one second, but Andrew, I can't wait to share these when we're together again, that you can try these socks. They're amazing. Bob, obviously you are a world traveler in your many roles in the golf industry. Have you ever come across Kent Wool, and what's your thoughts?
I have two pair in my closet. I can display them if you'd like. They're not going to smell so bad. Pete Kenny, a good friend of mine, PGA member, he joined them. It's a fantastic product. I mean, you talk about walking on air. It's high quality, really good people. It's a great, great product. If anybody has not tried them, you got to get them.
So what you're telling me, Bob, is I actually need to have this guy come and visit me so I can try these socks out like they're legit.
Yeah, and Andrew, there's something, a little hang tag. If you wear the socks, all your putts under 6 inches are free or good. So
now I definitely need them. Yeah. I mean, this is that's enough deal for me. I mean, we're good. that when whenever you want to come up, Partman's got a blow up mattress. We'll throw you up.
Well, there. I'll tell you what. You wait till the snow finishes melting with that 60-degree weather. In the meantime, before I come see you, I'm going to go over to our friends over at Mainland Golf Course. I'm going to get a little practice in. Let's take a word from them.
Conveniently located in Harleysville, just off the Lansdale exit of the Northeast Extension, the player-friendly Mainland Golf Course offers excellent playing conditions at affordable rates. It is a perfect host site for your next corporate outing. And after each round, the golf experience at Mainland Golf Course can be enhanced by visiting the Mainland Grill, serving lunch and dinner daily. For more information, go to mainlandgolf.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Bella Vista Golf Course in Gilbertsville and Morgan Hill in Easton.
And we are back once again, joined by our special guest, Bob Baldessari, Reimagine Golf. And I might add, you have a new gig, my friend. We've been chatting about this. I'll give the drum roll and say to you, go ahead and tell the listening audience what you're involved in down there in the Treasure Coast.
Oh, we have had a wicked good year to 2021. It's been, we all went through some ordeals in 2020, but our latest good news is we have the golf lease and we're operating the golf at the Club Med Sandpiper Bay. It's a beautiful resort in Port St. Lucie, Florida, just north of West Palm Beach, right on the, so 200 something acres right on the St. Lucie River. There's a golf course there that we're bringing back to life. A lot of history there. Mickey Wright lived right on the golf course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really neat. The Florida Open's been there many, many years, some years ago. A lot of South Florida PGA events. So it's pretty neat to be associated now with the international resort brand, Club Med. And we'll be doing a lot of, you will hear a lot about what we're doing there. We want that to be the epicenter of some evolutionary things we can do in golf. And, you know, it's a wonderful sport, a wonderful game, tradition and history, yet tradition and history holds back our wonderful game. So you will see and hear and read quite a bit of what we're going to do through Reimagine Golf, our company, to reimagine the experience at Club Med. We're going to rename it. We're thinking of calling it, we'll try to figure out if we can get your name in there, Alan. Because
anything you could do.
That's how much you mean to me. So, you know, I go into the golf club every day seeing Alan. Like, oh,
you don't need to pump him up. He's already, got the love. You don't need to pump him up anymore.
See, Andrew, my friends promote me. Christian harasses you.
Listen, Christian has seen my game way too much to be able to do anything but what he does. Let's be honest. Just calling spades a spade. So, you know.
He's speaking the truth.
He's speaking the truth. I can't. Yeah. He would lose his journalist integrity if he did not speak the truth.
Well, yeah, so, this is true. Journalistic integrity in America and in the world today. Anyway, moving on. Bob, Club Med, Treasure Coast Golf, it all ties in. And I know we've talked about it a number of times, actually. And we've talked about it here on the show. Destination golf. You got to see, especially down there in Port St. Lucie and Southeast Florida. We've talked to other operators, Mike Armel, who we mutually know, good friend of mine as well, owns a property down there. Wasn't getting as much of the international traffic down on the Southeast of Florida this year. But are you seeing, or do you predict you're going to see a lot more people taking those drive to opportunities to find new golf ventures?
I do, and I'm confident in that because I'm hearing from our Club Med teammates now, and as we're moving into this new deal with Club Med in the last few weeks, what they're seeing, they're booked right now for the next 6 weeks. They're sold out.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they've been sold out for a few weeks going back. The drive-to market has remained strong. Now with more vaccinations out there, the international flights, the flights in general, what they look at internationally is trends, and they say this thing is starting to work to where everybody's been cooped up for a year, and the pent-up demand to get away is going to be strong, and they're already seeing it right now. Granted, a lot of drive to the Club Med Sandpiper Bay, but we're excited to bring the golf back, and now you can enhance the experience at Club Med, Sandpiper Bay with what we're doing on the golf side. We're going to have a lot of golf packages there. I'll come back on. We'll do some prizes with you, Alan. I'll try to see if Andrew can win the prize.
All right, I'm just going to – you and I have known each other for a long time, okay? I had hair when we knew each other, right? So if we can do a show from Club Med, I'm in.
Oh, it's done.
There we go. See, Andrew? See how I did that for you?
Look, I appreciate that.
I got you to Florida.
There we go. Perfect.
Out of the snow.
I mean, listen, the only thing that I can think of that would be better than 60-degree weather is being actually on a golf course and, you know, Southeast Florida. So, I mean, you just hit every topic. We're good to go.
Well, you can decide which of the five pools or the nightclub there, or, you know, there's a lot going on there. It's a beautiful resort. There's different places to eat. And the golf shop is steps away from the golf course, the driving range. Oh, and we met today with TrackMan. So we will have a TrackMan range there. So we're going to do some really neat technology innovations there.
So let me ask you, actually, I had the question kind of brewing, but now you piqued my interest even more. And you mentioned the thought of reimagining the game, right? That while the great histories and traditions of golf, it's also hindering the new coming of golf. So do you see, and we've talked about this on the show a few different times, that, you know, TrackMan and Top Golf and these experiences, you know, like the going to the waste management and being a part of the 16th hole, and that experience of being there is what golf needs to take itself to the next level with these other sports. Do you guys see that's the way of the future, or do you think it's still, you know, just coming out with more social media, or what's your 2 cents on it?
Oh, I can't give you a dollar 2 cents. I can go for a while here. Oh, boy. Because I've seen a lot. I always say I have a foot in the old school and a foot in the new school, because my dad was a 53-year member of the PGA, and I've grown up in the game. And, you know, let me use this as an example, Andrew. So we're bringing in TrackMan technology at the driving range to enhance that experience. Well, even 50 years ago, 100 years ago, golf courses didn't even have a driving range. It was an amenity. It was something brand new. You showed up. The old shag bag back, you know, with your dad's age, way, way long ago. But, you know, caddies would do the shag bag. You'd give some lessons on one of the holes. And then the driving range became part of the golf physical plant at the facility. And then more of the practice greens and this and that in the practice facilities. Well, you know, we see TrackMan as the enhancement of this day and age to, I could be the most passionate golfer ever, but what if I'm working 7 days a week legitimately? Well, I can go do TrackMan at night, be at the Club Med Sandpiper Bay driving range, play Pebble Beach right on the screen. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. I know we need the game to evolve. I know people don't like to say the C word change, but this game needs to evolve. We want to lead the evolution with what we're doing with Reimagine Golf. We're trying to reimagine the experience, and we're very passionate about retention. And I've said this many, many times. Alan and I have had side discussions. You know, to me, the golf industry should stop growing the game of golf because it's a waste of time. Dramatic pause. Because the game puts so much on the front end of exposure with time, resources, money, people, and they do nothing for a pathway of retention. So if it's a feel-good thing, keep doing it and keep wasting money. Did you see the NGF numbers? Your dad and I talked about this all the time. What was 11 to 12 million people had tried the game in the last few years, 200,000 stayed with it. That's exactly my point. So with Reimagine Golf, any of the clubs that need some help, we'll be glad to help. We're having great success to show that if you do this the right way and you have pathway, player development or golfer pathway strategies at your golf facility, that's going to help your business. As good as 2020 was, these golf courses in another year or two are going to be looking around going, what happened to all these golfers? Because they had no retention strategies.
Well, let me chime in from the operator standpoint, because here's the other thing. Yes, there was a lot of rounds of golf played in 2020. But the real question is in some states, did they make more money? I mean, their F&B operations were obviously obliterated in many cases. Right. Or as I referenced, some of the Florida properties, they didn't have that snowbird from Canada, so they weren't making top dollar. So yeah, there was a lot of people trying the game once again. And I think I even wrote in a newsletter last year, you know, spend the extra few dollars, operators, and put somebody on there to make sure you're keeping that person in the game. It's and Bob, I don't agree. You and I've been friends a long time. I'd argue with you if I could, but I agree with you on everything you just said, except for one thing. When you're playing that round at Pebble Beach, you're done in an hour.
And well, and you know what? It's something that I was going to bring up from the new school and from me and my own personal experiences, even living in Western New York and Rochester. I mean, there is a ton of private clubs in the area, and for me, and I know Dad, we've talked off air, and I'm sure Bob, you feel the same. The thing that always struck me, and I get obviously the premise of like, hey, I'm a high elite private club. I want to keep that tend of and continue that tradition. But if I was a smaller, like, you know, mid-level, I would go out and I'd invest in a few different simulators. If you had the space to present it, I would invest in the creation of basically a junior executive or a entry, you know, someone my age that's just off of the junior program, that's maybe $100 a month at most, but they have limited times, but it's something that they can get a whole bunch of people in, and then they create that success for life, because people are like, all right, well, now I'm tied to the club, like I don't want to leave. Versus instead you get these courses that are asking for $300-$400. And it's the same thing that I could go to an average daily fee club or a top end daily fee, because there's a lot of them, and pay half the price. So why would I, you know, I think that the club and the game needs to realize, like, there's a different mindset now with people my age and even around my age than there was 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. Let me chime in one more before Bob jumps on that. Andrew, you remember this. I can't name the club, but I did a consulting gig, and we offered an extremely attractive entry-level membership plan for basically the same cost as their cell phone for the millennial age group. Mm-hmm. And we actually put the package or the marketing piece out and said, if you can afford this, you can afford this. So just to put it in the right frame of mind for that customer that's in your age group. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
No, Andrew nailed it. He must have a smart family, working smart.
I got a couple of people I know.
You know, it's just interesting. When I was general manager at PGA Village down here in Port St. Lucie, I oversaw the Museum of Golf, and there's magazines in there that I was reading from the 1930s. And it said, you know, the game of golf is going in the crapper, basically, because nobody's wearing a jacket and a tie. And these different touch points in the evolution of the game in last century, this century in America, every time somebody says, like, change, and here we go, soft spikes. And I remember being in the golf shop when Ashworth shirts came out, and everybody said, "What? You can't have a shirt like that. It's got a hard collar." I mean, it sounds silly. It sounds comical, but you know, just things have to move along. You can still keep the same tenets of the etiquette and honesty and different things that make a lot of sense and mean a lot to so many people, but you just got to move forward with so much in golf. And I try to notice what other industries are out there and how they evolve and change. And I think the golf industry can take a lot from that and learn from that.
Well, taking a page from your comment, Dad, like, The big thing that I, and again, I have not naming obviously all the locations, but being at a couple of different hockey organizations, a lot of the sports industry has moved from this bi-yearly or yearly plan to a membership price that's just a monthly billing, because it's so much easier for people to wrap their head around, oh, I spend $8 a month on Netflix. I can spend $20 a month because I already spend that anyway on going to the game or going to the driving range. Like, that's doing things the way and understanding the way that people think is half the battle. And there's a lot of people out there that do get it. Like, it's not completely lost. I see that to an extent, but there is some people that just are not willing to adjust with the times. And it's a shame, because you could make things so much better. I mean, we go to a lot of our buddies will go to the local municipal course. Is it great? Not really, but it's set up the right way for the average Joe to come out, play the ground, and then leave. And they do it at an affordable price that they can keep going.
They know their audience. And I'll tell you what, and we're fortunate to have this part of this conversation with the guy that we have joining us as our special guest host, Bob Baldessari. Andrew, you may not even know this. Bob actually was involved and intricately involved right from the beginning of drive, chip, and putt. He was the guy that made that happen. So you talk about a guy that's been on the forefront. Bob,
tell him the story of how I actually won a putting competition. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm just throwing that out there. Only kids thing that I took home, drive, chip, and putt, and I took home the putting. Not anything else. Not the driving, which we thought for sure, but I actually took home putting. Just want that.
I'm still stunned. I'm not going to lie.
And my brother who can't chip out of his own shadow brought home the chipping competition award. So
I'm not surprised. Not surprised.
Well, you know what? You were like laying the groundwork for a perfect practice session. And Andrew, how do you perfectly practice?
I mean, I got them right behind me. Our good friends over at Perfect Practice. They are obviously the best thing out on the market when you're looking for a putting training aid. I can't say highly enough about them. I've used them now for almost a year since quarantine started. And whether you believe it or not, Dad, they truly do actually work. The lines on those putting mats help you line up the putt, help you line up your stroke, help every little aspect that you need to make a better putting stroke. And if the world number one, Dustin Johnson, wants to, you know, say that he can use it and it helps his game, clearly it must be, you know, helpful. So, you know, not to throw a shameless plug. But anyway, these putting mats are able to be rolled up and taken literally anywhere. They have three different sizes, all the way from their mini that roll, you know, just out to like, I think it's like 8 feet, to their main one that's 10, 12, and their XL rolls all the way out to 15. If you're going to try it, you've got to use our code GTL15. Again, that's GTL15 for 15% off today. That way you're not paying top dollar. That way you're getting the ability to try your putting and work on your putting before the upcoming season if you're in the Northeast at a discounted rate. So again, GTL15 for 15% off today.
Thank you, Andrew. Hey, Bob, is there a little golf tournament going on down in Ponte Vedra Beach?
I think they're teeing it up this weekend at a little spot with a fun little 17th hole.
So, Bob,
our Thursday show always focuses on the upcoming tournament. Obviously, the tour, the Players Championship, probably the strongest field in golf. TPC Sawgrass, Rory McIlroy, the defending champion from 2 years ago. But this field is amazing. And if you're looking at the early betting lines, and we always look to our good friends, VegasInsider.com, the early betting lines, DJ, he shows up. He's obviously number one in the world and number one on the list. He's going off at 12-1 right now. This guy named Bryson, he's now moved up to a 13-1 odd. Rory, 13-1. John Rahm, 15-1. And Andrew, your boy, Justin Thomas, 16-1. Looking like and actually, Bob, you know Justin.
Yep.
And so there's the odds again from VegasInsider.com. Bob, any thoughts on the tournament this week?
I like JT, actually. I think he's ready for a big week, and I'm going with Justin. And then it would be interesting. It's too bad they did the that rules phrase, inbounds, out of bounds, or what do I call it, Basically, Bryson was looking at coming down number 9 off the 18th tee.
Right.
That would have been a lot of fun. I get it, the safety factor, but that would have been pretty interesting. And I guess there was a college event or something, or AJJ event, and one of the kids that can really bomb it went down 9 to get to 18 green. So, I don't know, Bryson's on a roll. I think that course probably fits him pretty decent.
So, Bob, I'm just going to say it right now before he gets a chance to interrupt, because that's what he usually does on this show. I appreciate it. I just want you to say again that your pick was who again?
JT.
Okay. I was just making sure that I wasn't the crazy one, because they give me crap because I pick like four guys, because I figure, you know, my picks never come out anyway, that if I at least stick with four guys.
My process of elimination, if he keeps – you know, he keeps picking those guys. Sooner or later, they're going to
sooner or later, they got to win. And, I mean, why would you not bet against them, right? He is not my pick. I actually picked somebody completely off the rocker with this one.
I'm stunned.
Only because I think this guy, we talked about it on the show, he's a guy that has been up near the top of the leaderboard in multiple majors now, and that's Abraham Answer. I think that kid is
going to
– I think he's got a very good one, and he's got a great swing. He's got a great caddy who's probably the biggest beauty in the PGA tour with Dale Trail. If anyone follows him on social media, he's a hot dog.
He's hilarious.
He literally judges hot dogs like Dave Portnoy judges pizza. So to give you an idea of what we're working with, he also has the iconic photo of hacking cigarettes at the Masters, which I know we've seen, you know, Arnie and Jack do. But Abraham Answer looks like he can get it done. And I got to go with him. I think he's going to be a solid pick. I have one other one. I'll let you throw yours out there, Dad. But I have other one.
Not yet.
That I need to just say that was my backup pick because I think he's going to be pretty solid.
Oh, you're going to sit on it or are you going to bring it up?
I was going to let you do your pick.
Before we get there, I mean, Bob, you got to step in and fill Christian's role. Answer. I mean, is usually at this point Christian goes, Andrew, you're crazy. You're kidding me. I mean, I need some opinion on what Andrew's pick, please.
Yeah, well, poor kid, Andrew. I think you need to lie down and take some yips. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, were you thinking clearly here, or what's in that glass? What are you drinking?
I told you, I got a little Arnold Palmer. It's okay. I'm not getting anything alcoholic.
He did say Phil Mickelson was going to get it done at Pebble Beach a few weeks back. Also,
all right. In my defense, Pebble has always played very well for Phil. That's a fact.
Andrew, front windshield is larger than the rearview mirror for a reason. Just accept it.
I get harassed by my picks, Bob, okay? But then we have guys like Christian who say that Ricky Fowler is going to beat Tiger at Augusta and Tiger's missing the cut. So am I really that far off? At least if I lose, I lose with dignity. I just say, hey, screw it. I'm going to go with who I want and I'm going to pick who I want. If it don't work out, then there's always next week. So
It's good to be a dreamer.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw mine in there real quick and move on because he probably, I predict he's going to do good things this week, but then I want to talk about who I really think is going to win. So Webb Simpson is my choice this week. Solid choice going off at 20-1 right now. So I think the real winner though is the stadium course at TPC Sawgrass. I mean, Bob, you've I'm assuming you've been there, right?
Many times.
So 17 balls in the water in 2019 on number 17 alone. This is a solid test of golf for these guys. What's your thoughts about the golf course itself?
Yeah, when you're there and you look at it, it's a typical thing like when you see something on TV and then you're there in person and you go, wow, it looks different. I mean, even 17, it's remarkable what they've done to enclose it with all the grandstands and the viewing areas. It's so cozy and intimate. It looks like you could throw the ball on the green, but to put a club, you know, put the ball down, you know, I've never hit in front of tens of thousands of people like that. It's got to be nerve wracking, but really the course is so interesting. That's why I thought Bryson, you know, he's such an analytical engineering data guy. I would think he would probably play well there. I know Webb Simpson won a couple years ago, he had a great event. You know, guys like that are pretty methodical, I think can seem to do well. I know Sergio won there and, you know, he's known as a bit of a field player, but when you get there and you see the course, even on number 18, you just think like, how in the world can you hit that green or I'm sorry, the fairway, especially when the heat's on. It's, if anybody gets a chance to get down there just to see the course, it's one of those courses to see it. It really opens your eyes different than on TV.
Well, isn't that really what Pete Dye was all about? You look at his designs and this was his masterpiece without question. 16, 17, 18, I'll put those three holes up against any finishing holes anywhere. I mean, 16, you can reach it in two. So risk reward, 17, obviously you better have control of your emotions. Yips. And then 18, as you said, if you can find the fairway off that tee box, God bless you, right? So, I mean, Pete Dye.
I think the big thing, and we didn't even mention it yet, but, you know, I'll make this out here. I believe Brooks Koepka even withdrew this week.
He did withdraw today because we're recording on Wednesday night for our Thursday release, and it was announced today Brooks withdrew because of his right knee injury. So, flared up again.
The one thing that I take away from the players, and there's so many weeks. I love Pebble. I love Arnie's week. I love the player. There's so many weeks that you as a golfer you love. I think this one, and you hear all the guys talking about it as like the unofficial fifth major, and I think this one sets up as almost tough of a field, if not tougher than a normal major field, just because of some of the guys that are there. It's not an easy course. There you can make anywhere from birdies to doubles and worse. And
statistically, it is the hardest field or in the game. So, yeah.
Now,
Bob, any final thoughts on Sawgrass this week?
I think it's I do live down here in Florida and near West Palm Beach, and it's been pretty wicked windy lately. So if that wind is whipping around, it's going to be a tough, tough course. Probably the winners in the single digit, under par, single digit, probably 5 to 9 under.
Wow. I will say one thing before we get off. I know we usually do a dark horse. We decided not to since Christian wasn't here. However, speaking of caddies, speaking of guys that we know and some insider information,
yeah.
I have to throw this out here. Our boy who's inside the ropes, Kyle Peters. Kyle, if you're watching and listening, I saw you on Instagram. You clearly have the numbers dialed in on 17, which we all know is a very important hole. He hit the green in the caddy shot. That's the famed caddy shot on Wednesday. So if I have to go with a dark horse, watch out for Mark Hubbard, because his caddy's something else. He knows what he's doing. And I want to see Mark do some good stuff here. So,
just hey, Alan, can I jump in with a sentimental, heartfelt, who I hope wins it?
Absolutely.
Russell
Knox. There are no rules in the 19th hole.
Russell Knox. And this goes back. It goes back a few years. He lives out there. And, yeah, you mentioned drive, chip, and putt. When I would oversee the drive, chip, and putt for the PGA of America, we would have our regional final at TPC Sawgrass. And so we would always arrange with a tour player to be there on site. And everybody was always gracious every year. They meet the kids and say hi to the parents and sign autographs. Jason Day was there, and everybody was just so nice. But Russell Knox gets there at 7 in the morning to hit the ceremonial. Well, we had him go drive, chip, and a putt. And then, it's about noon, and the kid, it's a big event. We still get things going on. And, well, at 10 a.m., 11, 12, every time I turn around, Russell would say, hey, Bob, what do you need me to do next? What should I do next? What should I do next? And I just said, I can't even believe you're still here, Russell. I mean, could not have been more kind. He was taking a million photos. I just saw a guy that day that just loves the game and loves the kids in the game. And I became his biggest fan to hopefully do well. So if anybody sees Russell Knox out there, just cheer loud for the guy. He's got a big heart. Could not have been nicer and helped us that day with drive, chip, and putt.
I've got another good friend in the business that spent a lot of time with Russell on the mini tours. And echoes, he's always told me pretty much exactly what you just said there. Andrew, we are on the 18th hole of another round of the 19th hole. Before you put the flag stick in, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, Bob, thank you so much for stopping by and actually giving my father some slack, not just me. Appreciate that. It's a relief. My back was getting sore from getting all the abuse over here. Guys, thank you guys all for stopping by every week. We greatly appreciate it. As we told you, there's a lot of big things coming, like our Yips announcement here throughout the golf season. So please stay tuned for all that on our social media, as well as obviously here on the podcast. Other than that, again, I got my couple of picks. I'm really rooting for them. Russell, you got my extra boost now that hearing that story as well. And Christian, since you are not here, we have both deemed that you are receiving a cut score, so you have no points added or subtracted, just to be fair, so that everyone is aware of that. for the points tracker at home. But yeah, that's my closing thoughts.
That prime rib or the fillet he's going to buy us at the end of the year for
one. At this point, I'm buying it because I'm so far behind. But yeah. We'll go with that.
Maybe, you know what? We need Ruth Chris to sponsor that. That's what we need to. That's the next phone call. I'm going to work on that. But in the meantime, my friend, always a pleasure. I do appreciate you hopping on and being our special guest host today. Tell the folks how to find not only Reimagine, but find Treasure Coast.
Sure. Well, we're happy to help any club out there with some business in any way, shape, or form at reimagine.golf. And at Treasure Coast Golf Association is at treasurecoast.golf. And coming up in May 17 and 18, the Treasure Coast Open Championship at my old club, PGA Golf Club.
Nice.
So get the Treasure Coast Open Championship. I think it would be a wicked fantastic live for you and Andrew to come down, do the Club Med at Sandpiper Bay, broadcast the Treasure Coast Open Championship, and I can see Andrew in live, and I'll work on his putting.
That sounds like a plan.
It's a win right there.
Thank you very much.
Definitely a win. I just want to say once again, thank you to Lauren Lunekis of Kent Wool, our March product of the month. It was a pleasure chatting this week. And as I said during the interview, bar none, best sock I've ever worn. Absolutely amazing. And we look forward to introducing our listeners to other great products of the month as we go forward. Andrew, flagsticks in, heading for the clubhouse, another 19th hole beverage. Hit it long and straight, Nick, because
beat short and crooked.